Verbalists, Jack Aaron and Jeff and Natalie. And at 6:42, also joining us right now, as per usual, is Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert. Jay, thanks for being on board here this morning. And
good morning.
First of all, the big question is whether or not the Fed is going to meet, and if we're going to see a hike in interest rates or maybe even a cut in interest rates.
That's the question. And tomorrow, the Fed Chair Powell is scheduled to appear before Congress, and be interesting to see what his comments are, especially in light of the June jobs numbers report that came out Friday. Remember, analysts were looking for 160,000 jobs created in the month of June, with some thinking it wouldn't really come close to that. The actual number came out at a smashing 224,000 jobs, and as we enter, a record 11th consecutive year of economic expansion, that number of 224,000 jobs kind of blew the doors off of the concerns that many were having about a slowing U.S. economy. So the thought is, now, wait a minute, the idea from the Fed was that they might consider cutting interest rates to help a faltering economy. But Jack, those June job report numbers certainly shows, at least within that report, no signs of any such slowing. And that's one of the reasons that the markets on Friday after the report were down quite a bit. They trailed back up about 46 points down by the end of the day. But a lot of concern, because many on Wall Street are counting on an interest rate cut later this year, and those kind of numbers could affect the Fed's decision.
And how do they miss? I mean, we're talking about 64,000 jobs approximately that they missed out on projecting here. So what are some of these positions that are being filled here, Jay?
You know, Aaron, they miss on these quite a bit as far as the numbers reports that they have. And when you look at the types of jobs that were being created, they weren't just temporary jobs, which a lot of these reports tend to reflect as far as seasonal type jobs. And that's one of the things that when you look at it, it's jobs that are going to be sticking around for a while, which is great to see. And as we continue to see the hourly wages increase just a bit as well, it's adding to the conversation that, wait a minute, you know, we're seeing the interest rate, the unemployment rate tick still at, 3.6 or 3.7%. And it's nothing but continuing good news as far as the strength of the economy. And when you see that a lot of these weren't necessarily seasonal jobs, kind of adds to that conversation, which is one of the things that's feeding some of the worry that we're seeing right now on Wall Street.
One quick thing here before we run out of time. We got millions, we understand, are on the verge of financial ruin because they don't have enough money set aside. They say 40% with less than $800. Is this just poor financial planning on their part?
Some of it is. This came from the Federal Reserve, their report on economic well-being, the health of U.S. households. And they said, yes, 40% of adults, if they were faced with a $400 to $800 unexpected expense, they would either not be able to pay it or would have to sell something or borrow the money in order to do so, with the report saying more than 25% had no retirement savings at all. And a lot of it, clearly has to do with our fascination or tolerance or addiction to debt that basically eats up a lot of the money that people would have to set aside and to save is being paid to other people. And that's really the unfortunate thing. And, you know, as I tell our trading students, debt's a cancer. Get rid of it as soon as you can. And when you're making more money than you have, take that off to live beneath your means and pay off all of the debt that you can to kind of get rid of that as quickly as possible. But for some people, the idea of debt is just a natural thing that they continue to live with. And as long as they do, it's really going to affect their ability to save for the future.
Well, it makes dying a payoff. But
unfortunately so.
Not a good way to get rid of it here. But anyway, Jay Ratliff, you'll find him at daytradefun.com. And we'll talk to you next week, Jay.
Always look forward to it. Thanks, guys.